what was your name again?
Leah.
Leah?
Yeah. Correct.
My name is James Driscoll. I have a doctor's appointment on Thursday. My mom has confirmed it.
Okay.
I have a special need. On your recording, it says that your staff is eager to address or assist with any special needs I might have. It says that very specifically. I have a very special need. I need to know what doctor I'm actually going to be seeing. Dr. Gupta. If it's Dr. Gupta, that's great, because that's the last guy I saw. I have... Now, I'm going to try to be nice. On his NPI record, he has an NPI number record. On the site of npino.com, there is a plug-in toolkit called Discuss, D-I-S-Q-U-S, which means to discuss something. I placed a comment on there. It's not a bad comment. It has nothing to do with bad. I have a need that I have not been able to resolve for 2 years. But basically, it goes all the way back to when I became HIV infected. Now, Dr. Gupta or your firm or whatever can try to isolate my individual injury. Because that's what P&K Orthopedics did.
Okay, Sam?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get your date of birth and your name real quick.
Okay.
Just so I can transfer you to his medical assistant.
Okay, that's fine. My name is James Driscoll.
Driscoll?
D-R, D as in dog, D-R-I-S-K-I-L-L.
Thank you.
And it's September 1st. September 1st, 1965.
Okay, let me put you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you.
We believe that good care begins with honest communication. We promise to speak candidly with you about treatments and services. We believe every question you have is important, and we are happy to assist in answering any questions you may have.
We know that our reputation depends on two things, our work and what people say about us. Your trust and support is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your confidence and referrals. No one likes to be put on hold, and we appreciate your patience as all our callers receive the individual attention they deserve.
Our staff is eager to assist you with any questions you have.
Man, this is Rose. Can I help you?
Yes, I don't know why I was transferred to you.
How may I help you, sir?
Okay, my name is James Driscoll. I have an appointment on Thursday.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's Dr. Gupta, who was the one that I saw last time. Can I confirm what doctor I'm going to see?
I'm sorry, what was the last part?
Can I confirm what doctor I will be seeing on Thursday?
Dr. Gupta is your treating physician, so you'll be seeing him.
Is he going to be there, Dr. Gupta?
I'm sorry?
Will Dr. Gupta be there?
Yes.
For sure.
Yes, sir. Unless something happens, but as far as I know, he is scheduled for that day.
Then would you please tell him? Or I'm a fax. You have a fax number, right?
Okay.
And you have a fax, right?
Yes, we do.
I'll fax him a note so he has it on Thursday. So.
What is it that you want me to tell him, though?
Your staff is eager to address any of my special needs that I may have. I have a special need.
What kind of special needs do you have, sir?
Right now, I'm not going to put that into a conversation. I'm going to give it to the doctor. I shouldn't have to address it in this call. I'm going to address it to the doctor.
Well, if you have anything that we need to be aware of so we can help you out while you're here with us, it'd be nice for us to know.
That would be nice. Yes, it would be nice. Okay, I have a special need. I am without any legitimate doctor care in my HIV, and I am unable to secure that care through any legal means or any other means that I can possibly find. I've been trying to do this for the last 2 years. I'm on social media under the tag hashtag HIV untreatable. This is a problem with my Humanicare that they will not have progress to a conversation. This is a very intricate part, and I have on Dr. Gupta's NPI record that there is the site called npino.com that allows people from the public to comment onto his license number or his NPI provider number. And that's what I have done. Nothing bad, just I have put into place my special need. And it's a 7-minute audio that I would like to be able to play. There's an audio link there about my Twitter DM interface with Humanicare, and that this has been going on for 2 years. I need to find somebody. No, ma'am, if you don't listen to me.
Well, it's because your phone is a little staticky, and I'm not understanding everything that you're saying.
That's fine. Then I understand. I'm actually pacing. Let me go ahead and sit down and not pace.
Yeah. So, I mean, you said something about an audio, and you want him to listen to it?
Okay. On npino.com. Did you hear that?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Look up Dr. Gupta's NPI record. Pull it up. And you know, about 2/3 down the page, there is a plugin that allows commenting. It's called Discuss. DISQUS. That is pronounced discuss, like to discuss something. There is a discussion that I've opened there under the doctor's name. That's public.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm a little bit lost. I'm not sure what is it you need from us.
Okay, what I want you to do is I want to take and fax this. I'm going to give you a fax. It's a very brief introduction of what I need from my special needs assistance. Along with my leg and my cast and my boot.
Please.
Ma'am, your name is Rose, right?
Yes.
Hey, Rose, along with the cutting off of my cast and the walking boot, I need my special needs of my medical care looked into.
Okay, so that's exactly what I'm trying to get to, sir, is what special need are you talking about?
I have.
Are you wheelchair bound? Are you, do you have crutches? What is it that you need from us to make your visit a lot more comfortable?
It's not about the visit being more comfortable. It's about my life being placed back upright. I'll explain this to you. I have had no HIV care since March of 2019. Now, when I saw the doctor, the last time I saw the doctor, you know, because I have a broken ankle, you know, I have a fractured ankle, that I let heal too much. If he were to break my ankle back and reset this, are you there?
I'm here, sir.
Okay, if he were to break my ankle and reset it in a surgery, he would have to know that I have been on no HIV care since March of 2019 and no medicine since April of 2020. See, he'd have to know that. But I bypassed that and I just said let it set and put a cast on it. So the reason why I didn't go for surgery was because I knew my HIV is out of control. You know, it's not within managed control. So it has affected my own individual choices with the doctor as it is right now. You see what I'm trying to say?
I'm a little confused only because, I mean, we wouldn't treat you for any of your HIV have any concerns.
That's
other
not
than
what I'm trying to say. That's
precaution.
Not what I'm trying to say. Rose, listen to me very clearly. My HIV care overall affects my good standing of my health overall. If I'm not taking my HIV medicine, then my standard of my own health is deteriorated to a point where it would be actually dangerous to have a surgery. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Okay, so it's already...
I'm sure if that's decided between you and the doctor, he will take the extra precaution to need it.
That, what I'm trying to say is, it's in the case of decision-making, he didn't realize this because I didn't tell him this. But I have had no HIV care doctor because the HIV care doctors and the social services and the whole nine yards will not allow me to have a discussion about a particular topic. And that's the topic I don't want to discuss right now. So I want to have, it's a 7-minute audio that's playable from his own MPI record. Go to mpino.com and look up the doctor's MPI record. Pull up his record. You know, it tells you what kind of what Medicare status it is and what his address is filed and the last time he updated his record and all of the various stuff. It also has a discussion tool embedded into the page, and there is comments from your patient, James Driscoll, there. Present. And I can read it to you, but I'm not going to read it to you. The doctor can read it. Or I can have, you know, he can read it when I get there. Okay? This
okay.
is a very special need. This is a need.
If it has to do with your HIV,
Dr.
Gupta wouldn't be able to give you any kind of...
What you're trying to tell me is something you can't speak for another person, Rose.
No, actually I can, because we don't... I mean, we have nothing to do with your treatment for HIV.
I realize that, but...
And when it comes to the treatment, like you said, if there's some kind of... That you guys come to an agreement that you guys need surgery...
No, I'm saying you're not insane.
I said if.
Okay. I have Humana. I have Humana, right? I have Humana, right?
At this point, I don't know what insurance you have.
Okay, let's repeat it. My insurance is Humana.
Okay.
Okay, on Humana, on Facebook, they blocked me. My rep, my Humana rep, you know, the rep, her address on the web is thisagentcares.com. Her email address, she doesn't reply to me. The Facebook account is, from her own Facebook, blocked me. On Twitter DM, they blocked me because of this particular topic. It's about the topic I'm talking about, not my HIV care. So, the topic has to be discussed. And you can go onto Twitter, you can go onto Facebook, I can do all of these things, but just trust me that I have every single avenue I have attempted to find a resolve for this, if you can talk to my own mother, has been unsuccessful. So I need to find somebody who is willing to understand ramifications that this is a special need in my case, and that you guys are eager to assist with my special need in my case. That's what your voicemail says on your voicemail, or your call holding. On your call holding.
When it comes to a need, I still don't know what you need from us.
I need to have a conversation with a doctor instead of with you, so we can proceed with having a doctor look at what I'm talking about.
Regards to your HIV, he wouldn't be having a conversation with you about that.
Rose, I have comments that are noted on Dr. Gupta's MPI licensing. He is under an oath to do no harm. Therefore, if he does not talk to me about this issue, he is putting me in a very unusual position and putting me, pushing me out to fend for myself, which is a very harmful position.
He's not your treating, sir. It doesn't treat you for that.
I know he doesn't treat me for that, but he has a consultation about what to do about it.
Well, No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
Rose,
are you going to argue with me?
The only thing that he's treating you for is your ankle. That's it.
Okay.
He doesn't have any kind of knowledge when it comes to regarding your HIV. How is he going to have a conversation
Rose.
With you about that when
Rose.
He doesn't know?
Rose, stop. If I have comments applied to any doctor on the site of npi.no.com, and that doctor does not take a hold of the comment and chooses to ignore ignore it, I would rather die first.